It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Police are looking for 3 men involved in an early morning carjacking who crashed the stolen car into the front porch of their home. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from West Philly.
About 5 in the morning, police say 3 armed men took a Nissan Sentra in a carjacking at 67th and Woodland in Southwest Philly. Officers then saw the car a couple of miles away at 58th and Hoffman, and then there was a chase for about a mile. Then police say the Sentra ended up here on Horton Street between Callow Hill and Vine, and the driver then hit the porch of a vacant home right in the middle of the block. The corner of the basement was smashed as well. Residents like Henry heard a lot of sirens and then this big boom.
It sounded like an earthquake. It really sounded like an earthquake because it woke all the neighbors up. And then me and my wife came out and they hit my car.
The Sentra hit Henry's Honda that was parked on the sidewalk. He says he then saw cops run after the 3 guys. The carjacking victim, the people in the neighborhood where the crash happened, everyone is okay. No one was hurt. In West Philly, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Fake political ads involving the Philadelphia Eagles are set to be removed from bus shelters this week. The city says the posters that appeared to endorse Kamala Harris were illegally placed in various city bus shelters. KYW's Nina Barati has more.
On the poster, Kamala is written big and bold across the bottom, followed by the sentence, official candidate of the Philadelphia Eagles. Also listed underneath the cartoon woman wearing an Eagles helmet and holding a football is a URL of an old but real web page. The website is associated with the team and has information on registering to vote for the recent primary elections in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. These posters were seen in bus shelters Monday, including at 18th and JFK Boulevard and 34th and Walnut. The team posted on social media they're aware of counterfeit political ads and are working to have them removed. A city spokesperson told KYW in a statement these posters were illegally placed and the mystery person or people who put them at the SEPTA stops had to break into the space to put them there. They say the city has a process to review all ads and media agency Intersection handles the placements. According to the spokesperson, Intersection has advised a full inventory of the ad spaces is planned this week, and any illegal poster will be taken down. Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Summer is normally a violent time in the city, but this year has seen the fewest killings in 9 years. Year to date, the city has recorded 38% fewer homicides than last year. The police commissioner is hopeful that downward trend will continue, as we hear from KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
The number of homicides so far this year is less than what it was in 2016 at more than 180 victims. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says this summer the numbers have drastically reduced from last year's summer months. For example, homicides in August.
Last year, 34. This year, 23. So a 32% reduction.
Warm weather brings people out, and teens who make up about 10% of shooting victims are out of school with little to do.
When we see a young person involved in a shooting or shot or even involved in killing someone, it, you know, kind of shocks us because it goes against kind of the normal order to see a young person engage in that behavior.
This July, 9 people, mostly all teens, were gunned down on July 4th at an outdoor gathering. A 19-year-old died.
We have not solved that case at this point.
Bethel credits funding for community programs, the increase in the number of cases they're solving, which leads to fewer retaliatory shootings, and deploying more foot patrol officers to high crime districts.
We've changed our deployment model to be able to effectively prevent and intercept when we do see that activity.
Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.